how many items of clothing do you own? I don't think I could even hazard a guess, actually. And yet there are for sure times when I think I don't have a thing to wear. Well, what difference would paring back my wardrobe, your wardrobe, make, do you reckon? Well, it'd make the decision of what to wear a lot easier, I suppose, but there are also ethical benefits. As Sigrid McCarthy became more conscious of where her clothes were coming from, it made her rethink her wardrobe. Sigrid is from Ethical Clothing Australia, and she's the founder of Intent Journal. This is an online magazine that encourages mindful choices around clothes shopping. Sigrid, how many items of clothing do you own?
At the moment, I've probably narrowed it down to about 20 key pieces that I'm very familiar with and that I wear often, and probably about 5 pairs of shoes.
That's pretty impressive, I guess, if you think that's good. What got you thinking about what you wear in this kind of way?
Well, I started working at Ethical Clothing Australia and became more aware of the incredible social and environmental issues in the fashion industry. I started to think, how can I have a lower impact on both the planet and the people making my clothing? So it didn't happen overnight, but I just started paring my sort of garments back. I didn't throw anything out, but I started wearing them more. And when I did buy something new, I made sure that it was something that complemented the things that I already owned, and that I would have cohesive outfits as opposed to sort of an eclectic, incoherent wardrobe.
All right. So take us through what's in your wardrobe.
There's a lot of coats. I'm a big winter dresser. I wear a lot of black, predominantly black, I would say.
Okay, so it's a sort of colour palette.
Yeah, there's greys, whites, blacks. It sounds very militant and boring, but it's a reflection of my taste. I don't think that it's a one-size-fits-all approach, and a personal uniform needs to be developed by the individual. So it's up to you whatever works for you.
Well, you mentioned personal uniform, which is how you describe your wardrobe. Now, that does sound... Well, it sounds a bit like being back at school and not having any choice about what you wear. You are going to have to sell this to me.
Well, I think, different industries, when you grow up, they have a uniform, hospitality, trade. I work in the fashion industry, which is all about self-expression. I definitely think that I am expressing myself through my clothing, and I find it an empowering experience every morning, knowing that there's something there that I can wear that I feel good in. I don't think it's not a fun thing for people. I think women in particular seem to have this issue where they have so much to wear, as you say, they can't work out what they want to wear in the morning. It's a simplified approach to dressing. It's a more considered approach, but it is, still a way for me to express myself. So, I don't think it is for everybody, but for me, this was my way of being a little bit more mindful and having fun with my wardrobe as well.
Well, so how does limiting your wardrobe change how you think about the whole collection, but of your what you wear, but individual pieces of clothing as well, I suppose?
Well, I think it brings out the beauty of each garment. When you have too many garments, you either forget that they're in the wardrobe completely, so you don't wear them, or you don't really understand that garment, you don't know how you feel in that garment. I think a big part of sustainability in fashion is the longevity of a garment, and there's nothing sustainable about something sitting in a wardrobe and not being worn. I like to bring things into my life that serve a purpose and that add value to my life, and I would love to see more people, building a relationship with something so they're less inclined to throw it out or have it sit there not serving a purpose.
Without wishing to make sweeping gender generalisations, what you're talking about strikes me as being more like how a lot of men dress than women tend to dress.
Yeah, I definitely think that men are more likely to reuse and repeat outfits. Women, for whatever reason, whether we place the pressure on ourselves or whether we feel it from other women, we do feel the need to change our outfits all the time and buy something new for an event. I'm very happy to wear the same garments often, and I don't really mind if people have seen me in the same thing. I would love to see other women develop that attitude and maybe, embrace wearing the same thing and not feel sort of self-conscious about it. I don't know why it is a gender discussion. I wish that, we got to a point where it wasn't and that women had a similar attitude to men.
Well, I mean, part of it, though, is, again, making a sweeping generalisation that men hate shopping and women love it. Shopping for clothes, I think, for a lot of women is fun. You know, it's a kind of modern day pastime. Now, you're trying to work against that, which I think is a hard ask.
It is. I think I'm concerned that shopping has become a hobby more than, a practical thing to do. I'm not saying it can't be fun, but I think it's more fun when you actually are conscious when you're doing it. The issue with the environment at the moment is that people are they're shopping without thinking about why they're buying something. They're doing it just for a quick fix and then not necessarily wearing the product because it was so cheap to begin with. I would like to see people sort of investing in key pieces and actually, just being a little bit more mindful of what they're buying and why.
So what you're describing is kind of, I suppose, it's a kind of slow fashion, isn't it? A bit like the slow food movement?
Yeah, there's a lot of similarities there between slow food and slow fashion. I think more people are starting to think about food and what they're eating and the sort of health benefits there. I'd love to see people really acknowledging that their skin is the largest organ and it's really important what you put on your body as well. there's some real beauty in the principles of the slow fashion movement.
And the opposite of what you're talking about is fast fashion, sort of that's very appealingly of the moment, also very cheap, possibly sweatshop made.
Yeah, I think you need to acknowledge that if something is cheaper than avocado on toast, it's very a good chance that the supply chain is incredibly complex and the money's not trickling down to the right people. It's crazy to think that something could be $10 when you think about how many people are involved in that garment, right down through to the farming of the cotton or whatever fibre it is. So, yeah, I think people really need to understand that you get what you pay for, and unfortunately there is a true cost for that garment that people at the bottom of the chain are paying for.
You're listening to Life Matters. Amanda Smith with you, along with Sigrid McCarthy, who's an advocate of less is more when it comes to having a wardrobe of clothes that you're happy with. Now, so Sigrid, what should I think about before the next time I go shopping for clothes, ethically and personally? I mean, for example, how do you define ethical fashion? Some people would say it's an oxymoron.
Yeah, I don't think there's one definition. It's definitely subjective and depends on your personal values. What I find ethical, you may not. So it's really important for the individual to take time to assess their own moral compass and what they're willing to support and what they're not willing to support. I think it's important to acknowledge that there's no brand that's perfect. You can't be a purist. So it's important to work out what matters most to you. Whether it's animal welfare, whether it's the welfare of other humans, whether it's not using any pesticides, it's such a ginormous issue.
Where do your priorities lie?
With humans.
Right.
I think my work at Ethical Clothing Australia has really emphasised the exploitation throughout supply chains, not just in Australia, but globally, and that there are brands there that are taking responsibility for their workers, and my priority is supporting those.
What about buying vintage, second-hand at markets and op shops and online?
Yeah, well, funnily enough, everything I'm wearing is secondhand. It's either thrifted or
hand-me-downs. And may I say, you look stylish.
Thank you. I like to think that you don't have to look like you've stepped out of an op shop. I think that's the stigma that we really need to remove when it comes to sustainable and ethical fashion. People still argue that it's, daggy or, it's not a mainstream form of dressing. But, yeah, there really shouldn't be any difference aesthetically. There's so many options out there now, whether it's consignment stores or curated op shops or, online shopping where you can, join a group where people are selling their secondhand garments that are still good quality. There's so many options there and you can look incredibly chic while, being mindful.
Well, Sigrid McCarthy is from Ethical Fashion Australia. She's also the founder of Intent, which is an online journal that argues for a healthier fashion system. Sigrid McCarthy, thank you so much for joining us here in Life Matters.
Thanks, Amanda.